This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Still to come, Michigan voters grade our state's schools. Our latest Michigan Radio PSC poll will break down the numbers on education coming up. But first, there has been one confirmed case of measles in Michigan. Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control is putting the number of outbreaks at 121, but it's certainly not just the U.S. dealing with measles. 2 years ago, the United Kingdom was in the midst of a major measles outbreak. BBC News health editor James Gallagher is here now from London. James, it's very good to have you with us.
Absolute pleasure.
When and where did this UK outbreak begin?
This started in Wales, in the south of Wales, and it turned into the largest outbreak in 18 years. It was more than 2,000 cases by the time it was all wrapped up, and it spread to other locations, areas in the northeast and the northwest of England as well. And this all tied down to those being pockets of places that had very low levels of MMR coverage.
So where had coverage been? How high had rates been before the British medical journal Lancet published that famous study by British Dr. Andrew Wakefield linking the MMR vaccine with autism? That was published in February of 1998. So how did that hit the levels of vaccination?
Well, let's go 2 years earlier. In 1996, vaccination rates were 92%. Now, it wasn't just one moment in 1998 when that report came out. It was sustained media pressure and arguments around MMR that lasted for years. I don't know if you're aware of it, but that Prime Minister at the time, Tony Blair, he refused to say whether his newborn son had had the MMR vaccine or had had three separate jabs instead. And so over that time, it dropped to below 80% in 2003. Since then, it has been climbing. And right now, we're at record levels. It's higher than 92%. But there was that great drop. And that has left this generation of children that have a much lower level of protection against measles than people either side. And I say 80%. In some areas, the vaccination rate dropped as low as 50%.
That is a lot of unvaccinated children. And then, of course, here on this side of the pond, we saw actress Jenny McCarthy, who told Oprah Winfrey, and I quote here, "The University of Google is where I got my degree from." She wrote a book, took up the anti-vaccine banner from Andrew Wakefield. And I think a lot of people who are, you know, debating this question and wondering, should I have my child vaccinated, forget what happened to Andrew Wakefield and his study.
Yes, well, in 2010, Andrew Wakefield was struck off the General Medical Council. Now, in the UK, that's the body that allows you to practice medicine. If you're struck off there, you're not a doctor in this country. And that was what happened to him personally. I mean, professionally, the science that he based that study on was slowly but surely completely torn apart in this country. And that's probably one of the reasons why the vaccination rate went up again, because no longer was the core argument being that maybe MMR is damaging to children. Those claims were rubbished, and it all came good again in the end.
I'm wondering, as the outbreak was kind of really ballooning in 2013 and 2014, James, did public health groups try to, for lack of a better way to put it, make the most of this outbreak to push vaccination?
They did. They really did. You know, right on the back of a lot of media attention covering the largest measles outbreak in 18 years. So what was launched was a catch-up campaign. They calculated the figure. They reckoned there were 1 million unvaccinated schoolchildren in the UK. So the plan was then that they would go out, get all the doctors to get in touch with everybody, you know, that was in their surgery books, and see if they'd been fully vaccinated. And if they weren't, go out and proactively vaccinate people. So they used the outbreak as a great PR tool, really, to actually try to boost those unvaccinated school children.
One of the debates that's happening here amongst the medical establishment, and I wonder if it happened there too, were doctors who have to decide whether to fire patients or keep them on, even if they haven't been vaccinated. I know we spoke with one pediatrician who said, well, if I fire them, I can't try to win them over and explain why they should have that. But there are physicians who are saying, we won't take your child if he or she is not vaccinated. Was there a similar debate there?
No, I think this is one of those distinctions that you get between the United States and the UK when it comes to vaccination policy. If a patient refuses to have a medical treatment, then they refuse to have the medical treatment, and that's their right, and they won't get struck off a GP's books because of that. It's a similar thing with schools. I mean, there is no compulsion here in the United Kingdom. For, you know, a pupil doesn't have to be vaccinated before they're allowed to come into school. It's not, you know, a requirement. So there are subtle differences. The people in the UK say that their method, they like it because it requires a consensual relationship between patient and doctor. It isn't about cracking the whip and saying, you know, we won't see you unless you're vaccinated. You can't come into school unless you're vaccinated. It's all about trying to convince them in a more consensual way. And the argument here is that they get children vaccinated at a much younger age, you know, in their first year of life, rather than a rush of vaccination, say, just before schools start.
With the outbreak, the worst outbreak in 18 years in the UK, in the rear view mirror, do you think, James, there are any lessons that we could take away here in Michigan from what happened in the UK?
Well, I think the lesson is not just for Michigan, it's for the whole of the world, is that measles hasn't gone away. I mean, the assumption was that, you know, measles, that's something our great-great-great-great-great-great, I'm going to run out of time so I can say great-grandparents
right.
dealt with. You know, it's not something that's a problem for today's children. This showed that, actually, it's not like smallpox. This isn't a disease that has been eliminated from the world. This is one of the most infectious diseases around, and if you don't vaccinate your children and enough other people make the same decision, then it will come back.
James Gallagher, health editor for BBC News. Good to talk with you, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you.